The decision was announced by EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, who said the move will allow the city to dedicate more money to fixing its infrastructure. Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee says the loans were taken out for water infrastructure improvements before the water crisis occurred. He says he and other lawmakers felt the city shouldn't have to pay the state back for those loans, but federal laws kept the loans from being forgiven.
So the EPA's authority to do this comes from a law that I pushed through the House of Representatives and Senator Stabenow and Peters got through the Senate. It was actually the last bill signed by President Obama that allows Michigan to forgive Flint's revolving loan debt for water.
Officials with the governor's office say the state reached out to the EPA in February to have the debt forgiven. In a written statement, Flint Mayor Karen Weaver said the decision was good news for the city. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.